Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, Senate Bills 405 and 408 passed a crucial vote in the House. Today, House Bills 423 and 521 will be debated in the Senate, and House Bill 496 will be heard in the Senate State Administration Committee. What do all these bills have in common? They're all legislative referendums, special bills that take a different path to becoming law. In Montana, laws can be made in three ways. The first is the normal path. A bill is introduced during a legislative session, passes both the House and Senate, and is signed by the governor. The second path is called a referendum. A bill is passed by both the House and Senate and is referred to the people for a vote, thus the term referendum. The third path is by citizens' initiative, where the people themselves bypass both the legislature and the governor and gather enough signatures to put an issue on the ballot. It's initiated by the people, thus the term initiative. Legislative referendums have gotten a lot of press in recent days because it's that time in the session. The normal bills are sitting on the governor's desk, and on some important issues, referendums are being used as insurance policies just in case the governor pulls out his veto pen, or in the case of Governor Schweitzer, his veto branding iron. It works well when one party controls the legislature and the other controls the executive branch, but referendums can only be used if the issue has popular support. If an issue is placed on the ballot and fails, the chances of it ever being passed again in the legislature are about nil, so you have to be careful. The other interesting thing about ballot referendums is the amount of controversy they generate, always from the minority party. Every time a referendum is debated on the floor, there are cries of anguish that the legislative process is being hijacked, or that the legislature is punting rather than doing its job. Or my favorite, that referendums don't get a thorough vetting and the people really don't know what they're voting on. I have two problems with that last one. First, it's always poor form to call your constituents dumb. And second, anyone who's been around the legislature for any length of time knows that legislators don't always understand what they're voting on either. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said that Congress needed to pass Obamacare so that they could find out what was in the bill? And for those who say that referendums hijack the legislative process, I would point out that the referendum process is enshrined in our Constitution. It's not a usurpation of the process, it is the process, or at least one of three constitutionally valid means of passing laws. And as I said earlier, two very important referendums will be debated today on the Senate floor. One is House Bill 423, which would require parental permission before comprehensive sex education could be taught in the public schools, and the other is House Bill 521 to require parental consent before a minor can get an abortion. We've talked about both these bills at length, and now they're just two votes away from going to the people for a vote. I'm asking once again that you please call the Republican members of the Montana Senate and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 423 and 521. The number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Even if you've called before, please call again. It's that important. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.